A lot of financial signs are pointing towards the Fed's lowering interest rates. I'm curious, are they going to? For questions like that, I turn to Matt Kennedy from the Pressley Group. Previously, my co-host, my mentor, the guy who first hired me into the business. Matt, welcome back. How are you, brother?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing very well as well. Hey, I would be remiss if I didn't start here. How rusty is the mojo right now?
Weather mojo?
The weather mojo.
It's not as good as it used to be, but I'll take a shot. I mean, you know, I'm micro-focused on the markets now. But no, I'll take a shot. Let's go.
Okay. Are we going to see Debbie? Will it advance to hurricane stage? And what building in Panama City is it going to take out?
Probably only a tropical storm. This may sound silly, but there's so much Saharan dust in the air that it really is, you know, like impeding hurricane formation. Probably just a tropical storm. And probably, I'm going to say like an Apalachicola landfall. How's that sound?
I'm writing it down. Y'all be amazed.
$5 if I nail it.
We got you covered for sure.
All right.
We got Matt Kennedy with us from the Pressley Group. You can catch Your Money Matters on Saturdays and Sundays right here on Talk 107.3 FM. Matt, got to ask you about the Fed's lowering interest rates. Are we going to see a cut?
I absolutely think we will. In about 13 minutes, 12 minutes now, we're going to get the updated jobs report. I think it'll probably come in pretty weak. Yesterday, the stock market really took a drop because the manufacturing index came in really weak. Well, Brian, you remember your economics classes, right? Mm-hmm. The ones in those smelly buildings at LSU?
Yes.
But remember, you know, you've got production. Products have to be manufacturable. The only way you keep manufacturing products is if people keep buying them. So people aren't buying as much stuff because of inflation, because of high interest rates. So the manufacturing is slowing down. We're definitely in the very beginning, I think, of a recession. And I don't think this is going to be some horrible, you know, rip your face off recession, but it's coming. And I think the Fed sees it. And I think they're absolutely going to cut interest rates by a quarter of a point, 0.25% in September. I think they probably will do that. I think they have to. Otherwise, they're going to just keep the consumer tied up. Remember, our country is built on buying stuff. Yes. 70% of our country is built on consuming. And when you have high interest rates, you reward savers, but you punish buyers. And our country has to reward the buyer. They have to. That's how our economy is built.
Matt Kennedy with Pressley Wealth Management is our guest. Okay, so I'm catching all kinds of mixed signals here because we have the potential, mind you, of in November having a Republican president or Republican majority or hopefully a Republican majority on either the House or the Senate side. But a president who the last time he was elected spurred a lot of growth before COVID hit. So would they not be thinking that we would see a repeat of that growth? Where, like, what's the holdup that would lead us to a recession?
I can see where you're saying mixed signals. But remember, the market doesn't necessarily look that forward ahead. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, we're looking that forward ahead, right? I mean, November will be here before you know it. But the market's looking at right now, in some respects, the market's looking at the rearview mirror. Remember, they're looking at what the jobs report was from a month ago this morning. You know, so they call it dots and plots. So despite the fact that we may have this economic boom, or we could have a candidate who wins who is a lot less business friendly, but the market hasn't priced that in. What the stock market's pricing in right now is the fact that this country may be going into a recession. Mm-hmm. And the Fed needs to start cutting rates, because if they don't, they're going to cause the consumer to freeze up completely. And it doesn't matter who's elected. It'll take a tax cut or a swift rate cut to stimulate things after the election if the Fed doesn't make a move in September. Again, that's just my opinion. We'll see what they do.
Walk us through a little bit about how we get from point A to point B right there. The connection between the stock market and the interest rates right there, because if you step aside, you can look at them as two different worlds, right? Interest rates are for growth within the business sector. The stock market is, well, there's a lot of folks who just aren't playing along. So walk us through how one affects the other.
Good point. You notice when you look at the stock market today, or at least right now, notice which sector is getting hit the hardest. Have you noticed that, Brian?
No, I've not.
It's the NASDAQ. It's technology stocks that are that have, they've been the ones that have soared the most, and they're the ones that will get hurt the most. Why is that? Because those companies thrive on reinvesting capital, borrowing capital. Borrowing. If interest rates are high, it costs them a lot more to borrow money and service their debt. Therefore, they can't put as much money back into R&D and things like that. Whereas a big, what we call mega cap company, like an Exxon or something, they can much better weather higher interest rates for longer. So high interest rates for too long will absolutely crush technology companies and hurt all companies, because companies have to finance their debt. Just like, if you have a choice between a 3% home loan or a 7% home loan, one you can swing, the other may be undoable, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing long-term for companies, because their growth, their profits are dictated in part by what we talked about earlier, the consumer buying stuff. But part B of that is if they're spending a lot of their money on debt service, that's less money they can put into growth. The less growth they have, the fewer earnings, the lower the earnings, the lower the stock potential. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. Is a 0.25% cut enough to stem that tide?
Probably, yes. I think what the market wants to see is that the Fed is willing to do it. They raised interest rates, is it 11 or 13 times in total? It's been a lot. But maybe it was 11 times in 1 year. It's been a lot of times they've raised rates. The market just needs to see that they are going to do it. For example, if they were to cut rates in September by 0.25%, that doesn't make a huge difference on your home loan, mm-hmm. but I think we would see a refinancing surge from people who bought when rates were 7% on a home loan. Just cutting one percentage point off of your home loan could make a big difference. So I think the markets and the consumer just wants to see that the Fed will stop talking about doing it, and they actually will do it.
Is the cut in September basically the only one we're going to see in the short term, or probably over the next 6 to 9 months? If we see a cut in September?
Question. If we see a cut in September, it's possible we could get another cut near the end of the year in November. I'm going to say it's possible we see two this year mm-hmm. and three next year. Let's see if that mojo is better than my hurricane mojo. But again, it's not how big the cut is, and it's not how often they are after this one. The first one's the big one. Bank of England did this 2 days ago. They cut rates.
Yeah.
And just the fact that they're showing they're willing to do it, it's not an exact science. If you leave rates too high too long, then you're forced to bring rates down quickly, and that can have negative repercussions if you move either direction, too quickly. So we'll see. I'm going to go with two this year, though.
Fair enough. We got Matt Kennedy from Presley Wealth Management with us for a couple more minutes. The Fed traditionally does their level best to remain out of politics, to not take a side when it comes to who's in what office. However, we are looking at a time now where that's getting tough to avoid, especially approaching November. If you are an investor, if you're looking to make some major decisions for your future, how do you walk that balance of turning off Fox News and CNN and trying to remain focused on what's actually going on within the markets versus what the potential is based off of who could be in office?
Yeah, sometimes we have to tell our clients, hey, flip on HGTV. You'll be amazed how much your blood pressure goes down. Nothing like watching somebody repaint walls, Brian, to relieve the stress. No, seriously, go outside, smell a rose, drink a glass of wine. If you have a plan and you are properly invested and your risk is managed properly, don't let the noise scare you. And if you're younger and you're saving for retirement, don't let the noise scare you, right? That's the real key. If you're worried about it intensely, either you need to turn on HGTV or have a plan. I know that sounds cliche, but there are certain things we can control, certain things we can't. We can't control how much the Fed will cut, when they will cut. Do we think the market right now is probably overbought, that it's too high? Probably. We're due for a pullback.
Yeah.
Nothing major, I actually believe the market may pull down a little bit over the next month or so and then rally back some into the end of the year, just, again, based on the optimism of what the Fed is going to do if they make that first cut. But it's all about knowing where you stand. Do you have a plan for your income if you're retired? I will say this. If you've been thinking about grabbing something that has a fixed rate of interest, like a money market account, a CD, or like a fixed annuity or something, now is the time to act on that. Because just the hint that the Fed is going to cut, companies, banks, et cetera, they will all begin to start lowering those rates. You'll notice on the billboards, you won't see the 5% CDs anymore. That's coming very soon. So if you're thinking about doing that, take action on that sooner rather than later.
One more before we get you out of here, Matt, and I always appreciate your time. Sure. We don't catch up enough. One more before I get you out of here. If the Fed's going to cut rates in September, why not just do it now?
I think it's based, and I could be wrong about this, but I think it's based on they have to do it at what they call their FOMC, Federal Open Markets Committee meetings. They have to do it based on that time. It's kind of like less miles. If it's third and three, you have to run the ball. You know?
Yeah.
I think they have to do it at that time. In other words, they can't just randomly do it. They have to do it during that 2-day Federal Open Markets Committee meeting. That's when they're forced to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's critical, I think, that they do it in September, because if they don't, I really think the market could be in for a sharp sell-off because, again, going back to what I said earlier, companies have to service their debt, and the lower interest rates help them and help the consumer. The Fed left rates too low, way too long. COVID yes. changed everything.
Yes, it
and
did.
The Fed screwed up. They should have raised rates earlier. They left too much easy money out there, and now we're going to have to see how fast they fix it.
Yeah, everything since COVID has been like if you're trying to make a gumbo or something, and you've already added too many ingredients on one side, and you're just trying to balance it back out again.
Yeah,
that's
exactly what it is.
It's been playing a makeup game ever since then. What's on the show this week?
We're probably going to talk a good bit about exactly what we're talking about, what the Fed will do, interest rates. So catch us. We're on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. and again Sunday morning at 8 a.m.
He is Matt Kennedy with Presley Wealth Management. What's the phone number if somebody wants to reach out?
Always available at 791-5773, 791-5773. Find us online at PresleyWealthManagement.com.
He is
Matt. Best to you and yours, Brian. Take care.
You too, brother. We'll talk to you soon.